What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Today on the radio show. Oh, such a busy day on the radio show today because we got John Martin in the next segment. They had Curtis Givens III on yesterday. We'll talk to him about what all that means for the University of Memphis. Gabe asked me yesterday, Jeffrey, if you should read this as hopeful, because looking at the Tigers roster, what you know is they believe that Dane Danger is going to get eligible, because otherwise there is no explanation for a roster with 10 billion guards and one big. So they must be very confident, maybe misplaced confidence, but they must be very confident that Dane Danger is going to be eligible.
That or the bigs that they're targeting, they're still waiting on.
So you don't think it necessarily means that? You think,
I mean, there's still guys that are going to be withdrawing from the draft. So that's another pool of guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's entirely possible that Penny is very optimistic. I don't think that means that...
That we should be optimistic.
Correct.
Right. Well, we do have more preliminary injunction news in the world of college basketball that we will get to. John Martin joins us, then Chris Harrington, straight up at 10 o'clock. We'll talk to him about all things NBA. We may get into the film stuff this week, although we may postpone that a little bit later. You going to watch the Mission Impossible?
I mean, I'm a Tom Cruise guy.
I have to say, I thought the last one was terrible.
Last one was not good, but we're willing to put that behind us.
As I recall, I only dimly remember it, but the evil thing wasn't even a person. It was
a computer program. It was AI.
And they had to manifest fight with a person.
Correct.
So the people they were fighting with, what was their relationship to the computer? They were other bad guys trying to get a hold of the computer program?
Well, there was that element too, but then they had the one guy that basically the AI program spoke through.
Yeah,
I'm not here to defend it.
That one was not for me. I mean, I watched it and it was long.
That was another problem.
You did have Tom Cruise jumping off the cliff.
The bike scene was phenomenal. A long train scene.
It was the chase through the, was it, what city were they in? Rome? It felt like Italy. What was that chase?
I believe they were in Venice.
Oh, yeah, train. There was a train involved.
I think they're in Venice. They did go through Rome at the beginning, but I think the big one, spoiler alert, the big emotional scene with the girl.
Uh-huh.
Pretty sure that was Venice.
Is this Friday? What is open? It opens this
week. I don't know.
Like, are you going to go out and see it? You are going to see it this
weekend?
Like, you make it a priority. Anyway, we'll talk to Chris
Mr.
about all that. And then Sam Hardiman is going to join us. Turns out a lot of folks in Memphis getting raises. That's good, I guess, for them. Certainly good for them at city council yesterday. And then there was a story about trying to install, we need to have bathrooms downtown. The quote that eluded me, the quote that mystified me, there was a line in the story about how because a lot of horses and humans defecate downtown. Well, that's, I mean, people defecate everywhere. It's just like normally it's in the bathroom. But I didn't understand if the implication was is you're going to train these horses to also use the facilities, right? That seemed to be a...
This was not a story that caught my attention.
It didn't.
No.
They're trying to get bathrooms downtown.
Okay.
That's fine.
I'm excited to hear
that. They're pushing for bathrooms for downtown. But I just didn't understand what the horses had to do with anything. I'll be honest. And I've picked up a lot of horse manure in my day.
Do you think it was just...
Not metaphorical either. Actual horse manure. I've spent a lot of time...
Is this like when you send the receiver in motion, you start doing horse manure, it's just eye candy to distract you?
Anyway... Talk to Sam about that. And then, of course, there's XAI stuff. There always is with Sam. So we have a very, very busy day. Before, I just wanted to correct. Sometimes there are those people. I know a lot of people you turn on at 9 o'clock so they can hear us. This is when the local programming begins. They don't turn that dial. Local programming begins for 92.9. But some people... listen to unsportsmanlike and then overlap. It spills over, right? So
sure.
they're catching the last few minutes. And I just want to firmly disavow what they were saying in the last 5 minutes before our show began, which is that s'mores are fabulous. S'mores, they're not offensive like eggplant. Eggplant, offensive. S'mores, nothing offensive about a s'more except the rating of a s'more. S'mores, one of the, perhaps, in fact, the most overrated dessert food in all of the world is the s'more. Give me one that is more overrated.
I don't
think, like, for example, pumpkin pie is, I think people acknowledge coconut's controversial. Some people love coconut. Other people don't love coconut. I think the same thing feels like pumpkin pie. I don't think there's a dessert that so many people will say, love that. That is, in fact, not lovable because it's impossible to, because let's be honest, the crackers break.
Well, isn't there really, isn't the problem with the s'more, there's only one, the real flaw is like, the thing about the s'more that doesn't make sense is every ingredient individually is good. A graham cracker is good. Chocolate is good, and a marshmallow is good.
A marshmallow is, I'll tell you the best use for a marshmallow, melted in hot chocolate.
Correct. But
that is the best use for a marshmallow.
A marshmallow is not offensive.
No, there's nothing offensive about a marshmallow, but you wouldn't just sit down and eat
the
one.
The biggest issue is we've never figured out what to do with the chocolate, because the chocolate's what ends up ruining everything.
Ruining it?
Yes, because the cracker breaks because you try to bite into it, but the...
I think it's the problem.
The piece of chocolate's thicker is tougher than the cracker.
I disagree. I think if you had a cracker that was moldable, that was flexible, that was like a
then it wouldn't be a cracker, but continue.
No, that would be a s'more sandwich would be better, like with a some sort of a sweet.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Some sort of a sweet bread or something like that, or some sort of a soft cookie. Or something that would not break. The problem with a s'more, the idea of a s'more, I'm with you. Oh, campfire, melted chocolate, three things melted together. It means summer. A s'more does mean summer, right? It sort of conveys, I guess you could make a Christmas s'more, but whatever.
I think it means like fire season.
It means fire season outside. Like, I get it conveys all of these things, but I will tell you, a s'more, you end up with a s'more, the cracker breaks. I just soon just eat the piece of chocolate. I just soon eat the piece of chocolate. And then the other thing is you get one. You don't want to eat multiple s'mores. You don't eat two or three s'mores. And so you're there and you say, that was great.
Most of the time you don't even get through the first one.
You don't even get through the first one because the cracker falls on the ground.
What do I do with this now?
So don't believe, like whatever. Sometimes these national shows, they'll lead you astray if you're not really listening carefully.
Yes.
This is the same show that was, all enraged about Ja Morant's hand grenade celebration.
Finger guns.
Finger guns. Yeah, finger guns. As if he's the only person doing it. So sometimes the national people, and I'm just telling you, like, it is a, I've been in this for a long time. Sometime they will lead you astray.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wanted to straighten that up before anything else. Did want to also begin with a moment of silence for George Wendt. You too young for Sir Cheers, you sweet spot.
No, dad loves Cheers. But also, I love this.
Well, he did famously appear. In fact, I watched an episode of the SNL George Wendt on the Bears. Things that he would pop up on SNL. And,
also,
and
Jason Sudeikis' uncle.
He is Jason Sudeikis' uncle?
Yes, he is.
As you know, I like Obits. I like Obits a lot more than I like s'mores. Things I learned about...
I believe he's Jason's mother's brother.
Jason's mother's brother. Well, that would make sense, because one of the things I learned about George Wendt is he's one of nine kids.
Yep.
So he's probably a lot of people's uncle.
That's a fair point.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's like me. He's one of nine kids. He went to Notre Dame. You know what happened to his Notre Dame career?
I do not.
Dropped out with a 0.0 GPA.
Buckshot?
Yeah. Is that what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 0.0 GPA, dropped out of Notre Dame, subsequently did graduate from somewhere else that I've lost track of. He ended up at Second City,
yep,
where he swept the floors. That's sort of a cliche job, but right, swept the floors at Second City. And then he was in a bunch of stuff the way you are, right, as a fat guy. And he was in a bunch of different little shows getting parts. And then his big breakthrough was in Cheers. Cheers, turns out, floundered, nearly canceled after season one.
Mm-hmm.
Not unlike the Frank Beamer era. You know, they stuck with it, though. You know,
I mean, it was a staple.
Remember when Frank Beamer used to be
the example? They almost quit on Frank Beamer, too.
Anytime a coach was about to get fired, it was, well, nearly coached on, they could have fired Frank Beamer at Virginia Tech, and look what happened there. And Krzyzewski was sort of a little bit like that too. No, they used Krzyzewski
He tried to spin that tail.
Yeah, but no one believed that. Anyway, it was Frank Beamer. So anyway, they nearly canceled Cheers. Then, however,
nearly canceled Seinfeld too.
Yeah, did he? It found a happy spot. Following what hit show? What hit show? And the hit show launched the success of this show. Became then responsible for the success of Cheers, according to none other than George Wendt. He said, we're people too lazy to turn on the channel.
Cosby?
Cosby is the correct answer. We're just warming you up for Right or Than Right trivia tomorrow. Cosby Show led into Cheers on that massive Thursday night. This is when people watch TV at the same time. There was a time in America, people.
It was called Must See Thursday.
And when people would sit down and they'd watch television at the same time. One of the things that I was talking to Gabe about yesterday was, of course, that's gone. I suppose I could have done this research. What percent, like back in the day, you would think a pretty good chunk of America was watching Cheers or watching MASH or watching, right, whatever the hit show was of the day.
Yeah.
Comparatively speaking, obviously, White Lotus, I'll take a recent hot show, right, that a lot of Americans were watching. They're watching it at all different times.
Not as many as you think, but continue.
But that's what I'm saying. Yes. What percentage of people, or what are the biggest shows of the last 5 years?
Oh, man.
And what percentage of America?
So are we talking network? Because that's the other thing. Like,
Need to be network. Any show, I just want to know what percentage of America watches it as compared to Once Upon a Time. What percentage of America watched the hit shows of their time?
I mean, the biggest show, like, over the last decade is still probably Game of Thrones. And about 10 to 15 million people watched it, depending.
Is that true?
How
do you know that number? You're just picking it. I didn't warn you we were talking about this. This is you're summoning it out of your.
Yeah, I mean, just.
And I wonder what number of people then watched.
So I have Cheers in front of me.
Okay.
So if you start with season one.
See, nobody watched season one.
Well, 10.9 million. That was 74th.
74th.
Correct. Season two bumps up to 13.8 million. and that was a 16.6 rating, up to 34th. Season 3 is 16.7 million, that's 13th, and then it never dipped below 20 million for the remainder of the run.
So at least 20 million people were watching. And by the way, in order to watch, you had to sit down, your ass down on a Thursday night and watch it.
Well, and we didn't have 335 million people.
Right. So 20 million people.
So the ratings starting in season 4 was a 23.7. What that means is 23.7% of TVs that were on at that given moment, right, were watching Cheers. 1 in 4, basically.
And that just doesn't happen anymore. We don't have, I mean, we got the Super Bowl.
We have NFL.
We got NFL. That's true. We got the NFL. By the way, one of the stories, we did get the ratings for the Fever versus the Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Card Angel game.
Yep.
And it was 2.7 million. Was how many people watched. That was a big number for the WNBA. Mind you, the LSU-Iowa championship game.
Yep.
In 23, that one was 12.3 million. And that sort of launched, right? That partly launched this and was part of what launched this. But anyway, George Wendt was a big part of that. Absolutely lovable character. Your dad, big fan?
My dad's a big fan. I think it's fair to say this. Best TV theme song?
Is it better than MASH?
I like it better.
Okay, let's do. I'm. If someone wants to give me another one, I mean, it's better than the Friends theme song, which is people. It is funny how Friends nauseates people now, right? Like even the memory of Friends, doesn't it?
There's the uncomfortable.
Doesn't last in memory.
Well, it was never that good to begin with, people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But no one says that about Cheers or MASH.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I just think it's a bar you want to go where everybody knows your name, I think, is an elite line.
And the piano. It's a.
It's a bar song.
It's a great. And here you go. Here you are. Oh,
this is the extended version, unfortunately.
We're not going to get to the refrain. We need the refrain, man. Thank you, Jeffrey. Best theme song.
It's a really good one.
Can you summon the MASH one really quickly for me?
Let's
listen to the MASH theme song. You know, Hill Street Blues was really good. This is my era, people. You're probably coming up with a White Lotus theme song. I can't do that. I can't go there with you. The Choppers.
It's a better intro for sure.
It's a great song. It's wistful too. They both perfectly convey the show.
Yes, I would totally agree with you. Some hot women
Let's
running.
Let's be honest.
Did we have that many hot women in Vietnam?
But is in fact the best theme song, Monday Night Football?
Do we like Monday Night Football better or the Fox one better?
Give me either. As long, like, things have to go up against football these.
It's pretty iconic. You know exactly what it is.
It's really good.
The problem, though, is we get confused. Is the Monday Night Football song this, or is it, Are You Ready for Some Football?
No. That's good. They're all good.
I mean, I'm getting ready to sit down and watch the Giants lose 24-6. I know exactly where I am. And they even have the slowed down version for injury timeouts.
Hey, I got good news. You know, it wasn't a good game last night.
No, it was not.
It was not a good game last night. I think here's the problem. I didn't think the Thunder are kind of a hard watch.
I actually think both of them have been kind of a hard watch.
But we can talk about the game more. I found great comfort in this. We've been having it. I don't know. Did the Timberwolves look like they were in a different tier than the Grizzlies to me last night?
No.
No. The Grizzlies had the same problem with the Thunder.
Oh, you can't take care of the basketball?
That the T-Wolves had with the Thunder.
It is also nice sometimes when, like, we can spend all this time trying to come up with an angle and an edge, whatnot. It's like, one team does not take care of the basketball. The other team thrives.
That's why I never believed. Yesterday, I told you the Thunder would win the champion. This isn't some great revelation, by the way. I'm not here the oracle of Sea Isle.
Correct.
You know, I'm not
trademarked.
I'm not trying to tell people that I am something that I'm not.
Trademark that for you. Jeff's version.
But I yesterday told you that the Thunder would win the title in 10 or fewer games.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In the next, these two, in 10 or fewer games, and I stand by that. They're going to win the title in 10 or fewer games.
I think I agree with you.
They're just better than everybody else. They have been better than
like
everybody
Boston
else all year long. If it weren't a healthy Boston team or a healthy Cleveland team, which might be able to take them to 6 or 7, they're going to obliterate these teams, and they're going to do to the T-Wolves, whatever. I mean, the T-Wolves may win a game. The Grizzlies didn't. I suppose it's conceivable that the T-Wolves win too. I don't think they will. But you had a team exactly right. T-Wolves struggle taking care of the ball against every team.
Yes.
Much less. And so now you go a team that turns everyone over. You know what happens? They turn the ball over 17 times and give up 31 points.
Yep.
Off of the turnovers. And then they start jacking threes. They go 15 to 51 from three. By the way, this isn't some accident either. That's what teams.
I also love how 15 to 51 is not even the worst three-point performance of these playoffs.
Oh, no. It's not. No. It's actually, well, I mean, it's not a, it's 29%.
Yeah. But we had a 15 of 60.
Yes, we had a 15 of 60.
And then a 10 of 40.
And so, and here's the thing. They didn't even play that well.
No, the first half they were.
Shea was terrible at the beginning. The foul hunting is
it's getting unwatchable.
It's getting.
But I don't know how you solve it.
No, and then whatever. Here's his signature. Like if Jordan's signature was Jordan rising high, you know, enshrined on the sneaker.
Yep.
With Shea, it'll be on the ground.
Yeah, or like an elbow.
No, just his logo should be just on the ground.
Or like an elbow to the chest of the defender.
Right.
And then getting contact. I mean, I will say this. I was thinking about this. Ja's like whole deal of, you know, he's getting frustrated because he thinks he's getting fouled at the rim. Ja should now, like, the transition should just be like he just needs to evolve into the foul baiter. Him and Brunson, like Brunson and SGA, like that's the model.
What makes you get the call?
I mean, like, basically what it seems like is you just kind of stand stationary and you move left, you move right, and then eventually you get them up and then they just knock you down.
But you saw Shea wasn't good, particularly in the first half. Obviously ended up, the truth of the matter is he shot 10 of 27. He shot 10 of 27. Jalen Williams shot 6 of 16. Chet Holmgren at the open of the game didn't look like he belonged. He was great, like great. Late,
yeah,
like, great late, but they didn't even particularly play that well. They were down by four at the half, and then in the second half, not unlike what happened to the Grizzlies, 70-40.
Yep, bang. Over.
Seems to me like they're on the same tier as the Timberwolves, which is a tier. I'll tell you what tier it is. It's a tier below the Thunder.
Yes, and presumably for another year.
Now, can you imagine? I mean. I think you start with, if you're looking for reasons for hope for the Timberwolves, it's that Naz Reid, Dante DiVincenzo, Nikhil Alexander-Walker will not go a combined 7 of 36 again, right? They won't go a combined 5 of 28 from 3 again. You won't have Alex Caruso and Kenrich Williams hit as many threes between them. That's 5. They were 5 of 5, as Naz Reid, Dante DiVincenzo, and Alexander Walker hit between them. Also 5.
Did you hear that,
5 of 28,
did you
however.
Hear that him and SGA are cousins?
Oh, oddly enough.
Did they mention that?
I do believe they did mention that. I don't know. Anthony Edwards obviously had went out with the injury, ended up with 18 points. Randall was terrific, of course, mostly in the first half. He was terrific. He was 5 of 6 from 3. He was the only dude hitting threes.
And that was the only reason they had the lead.
They had the halftime lead because
he was awesome.
He was awesome. He had 20 points at the half, but then he only had 8 at the second half. Like the defense does.
They
will take away what they want to take away. Anthony Edwards has one shot in the paint. One shot in the paint. And so I don't know. Seems to me like this is back when we spent an entire regular season trying to avoid the matchup with the Oklahoma City Thunder for the Grizzlies.
This is why,
ladies and gentlemen. And then people took the series against the Thunder as evidence that the Grizzlies were on some tier way below every other team. Whereas in fact, reality is that the Thunder are on a tier above every other team.
Okay. The only question, though, that I have is Denver takes them to 7.
Yep.
And yes, they do get obliterated in game 7.
No, that's fair. But I think Denver has the best player in the world.
I think that's the only difference. And I think he's also so much better right now than all the other great players that I think it neutralizes it.
But they're a former champion and with the best player in the world.
Yes.
Like, so yes, they summoned enough to win some close games, and they got a couple of spectacular performances. And so they took them to seven, and good for them. He's the best player in the world for a reason. And they are
clearly the better team.
And they are a former champion for a reason.
Yeah.
They won a championship, even a wounded, diminished champion. They had the stuff to take him to seven, where they still got blown out in game seven. But Minnesota, come on, man. Whatever. I hope I'm wrong, because as I said, I'm rooting for Minnesota in this. If I could pick the team to win the title, but I'm not hopeful. I wasn't hopeful yesterday. I told you yesterday it would be 10 games. And I believe it still will be 10 games. The thing about Oklahoma City is they just keep running out like so many good players, like Cason Wallace. Cason Wallace. We don't know who talks about Cason Wallace. He has 7 assists yesterday. He was unbelievably good. Holmgren was, again, not great at the beginning. You don't need it. Like, if Jaren isn't great, you're dead.
Yes.
If Chet Holmgren is not great, let's wait. Maybe he can be great in a moment when we need him to be great. And that will be enough. Because we have Hartenstein, who's really good, and we've got just waves of good players.
I mean, I was talking about this yesterday. I think what we're watching in real time under this CBA is the idea of build around three guys is dead. You can't afford it.
Yeah, I heard you talking about this. It's two. You're interested in two, and then a bunch of guys.
Correct. Because what you're realizing, like, Oklahoma City's not the fair argument because two of their best players are on rookie deals. So, like, that just changes the math.
Would you say that the Timberwolves are built around three guys? Randall, Edwards, and Gobert? They also have a pretty deep bench. The bench just wasn't good. They got guys coming off the bench who are good. The bench just wasn't good. Naz Reid is a tremendous player. Honestly, against the Thunder, he averaged 22.5 points, 11 rebounds in the regular season. Yesterday, and this is the reason for hope, yesterday he was minus 21. He was 1 of 11, 0 of 7 from 3, 4 points,
yeah, but like,
3 turnovers.
Like, Dante DiVincenzo has not been good in the playoffs.
He's a good player. You'd count him as a...
They basically have 7 guys that you can really depend on, and then you look at Oklahoma City, and it's like, it's 11.
Here's the thing. I don't think the Thunder are a fair model.
No, I totally agree
with that.
Because
no one else has the ability to have as many 100% guys who are this talented at these prices right now. So I don't think you can say, let's do what the Thunder did. I think it's easier to actually say, let's do something that looks like what the Timberwolves did, or something looks like what the Pacers did. It's hard to say, do what the Thunder did. Gobert, by the way, barely played. Well, he played 21 minutes, but... he got the early fouls and...
But, I mean, that's the other thing. It was a tighter officiated game than what we've been seeing in the playoffs, and that just plays into Oklahoma City's hands, because even if they have guys that get in foul trouble, they've got more than...
a million other guys. It is funny. There was a lot of, obviously, the frustration over SGA's ability to draw fouls, and even Mike Conley said he has to be better about not overreacting to it. Ant got the technical for tossing a ball. But in the end, 26 free throws. Oklahoma City had 26 free throws. The Timberwolves had 21.
No,
like it wasn't.
No, I didn't think it was an unfair whistle.
No. Anyway, that happened. We got the, I do have hope for the other series. I don't have hope that the other series will produce a team that can take the Thunder to 6 or 7, but I have hope for the other series to be wildly entertaining.
Yes, I'm with you. And then whoever wins that will then get decimated by Oklahoma City.
That's what I believe will happen.
No,
but maybe not. But my point is that I don't think the Grizzlies are on a different tier than most of the teams in the West. They're on a different tier than Oklahoma City. And I think we saw...
so is everybody else.
My sense is we saw evidence of that last night. The other thing, I do think, like, Zach Kleiman has taken his criticism this offseason, and I'm not saying that it hasn't been deserved. Got two all. We learned yesterday, two teams on the all rookie team. There, every other team in the NBA gets to draft.
Yep,
right. And the Grizzlies, who only had one first-round pick, and it was ninth. It wasn't first. It wasn't second. It wasn't third. It wasn't anywhere through one through eight. It was ninth. And then they picked in a – well, they had another pick. They had two picks in the second round.
Right.
They end up two players on the first team, all-rookie team. That is – and that's the second time he's done it. Like, that is damn impressive.
I have a confession.
What?
I don't care.
Why not?
Because I think it's relative. It's relative to rookie class. And –
yes, but everyone else, here's every other team was competing against the same rookie class, and no other team had two. So it is 100% relative, but it is everyone was competing against a diminished class of rookies, and the Grizzlies still had two of the five best.
Yeah.
But I mean, you don't care?
Not really, because at the same time, like, it doesn't mean anything. These
it
are
does
rookies.
Mean something.
These are rookies.
They are rookies. They my God, it would be a surprise if they were sophomores or juniors elected to the team.
My point is, like, in the end, we've had classes. Like, this doesn't mean that you're destined for greatness.
All I'm saying is it is a very good thing to have two players on the all-rookie team. It suggests to me that you nailed the draft.
I'm with you on this.
Okay. Does it mean that I didn't say, and I wouldn't say, that it means the Grizzlies are the next Thunder?
No, but like my other deal is like I'm in favor of Zach Edey. Like I felt like I was taking crazy pills when
you should applaud yourself then too.
But like that's not, it's not even like a look at me move. It's just like,
I'll tell you why I care. I care because,
well, it's their avenue.
I know. Well, if you're going to be, let's be honest. If you are a fastball pitcher and you don't have a great curve,
yeah,
you better keep being able to fire
your
that fastball.
Yes, you better not lose any RPMs.
I am thrilled, and there will be a lot of criticism headed Zach Kleiman's way, and there has been for this offseason. I'm just pausing to say the thing they do well, they keep doing well,
yeah.
And thank God for that, because if you're looking for reasons why the Grizzlies next year might be better,
those guys will be older.
I think that there's two reasons. Like, it's funny. Gabe was asking me this yesterday. He said, you know, you look at Oklahoma City and Sam Presti, and he was a great drafter early, but he wasn't a very good trader, right? If you look at the trades, they didn't all work out, right? But what happened is he got better at trading. I don't believe that. I think he made better trades. I do believe that. But do I believe that, quote unquote, trading is a skill that you get better at? Like, you know,
I do. Because I think it eventually, the more you make of them, like, I think that is actually a relationship thing. And the longer you have, the more people are willing to do business with you.
I don't think that I think Zach Kleiman will get better at trading because his early trades haven't been great, right? And so that's not true, by the way. He had a lot of really good trades early when he was taking apart a team.
Yeah,
the team apart.
But it's a lot easier to sell than it is to buy.
It is, but he had a lot of good trades, and so he was a very good trader, and then he became a bad trader, and then he's become a good trader again. I don't actually, my hope for next year's team is not grounded in the belief that they will pull off some dramatic trades this offseason that will make them dramatically better.
I agree with you.
My hope for next year, the extent that I have hope for next year's team, it's that they will, that Edey will be better, that Jalen Wells will be better, that Vince Williams, and that a bunch of players will be healthier, hopefully. Hoping. They're mostly with Vince Williams, it's less hope than belief. I have to believe he will. And with Ja, it's hope.
Yeah.
It's hope. That's where I think I have belief that they will be better next year. It's not, could he make an effective trade? Sure. And I do believe there will be some trades. But I think it's more, I hate to say this, I think it's more internal growth sort of my optimism. And if you believe that as he forms more relationships, he will be getting a better trader, I suppose that's possible. I suppose that's possible as well. We got John Martin coming up next. Before that, I will tell you, I got a text from someone yesterday who would literally, he sent me photos of uniforms that he had taken to the frame corner to have framed and put in his son's bedroom.
So wise.
There you go. What?
I mean, so wise.
Isn't that so wise?
Yes.
There, one of them was a Jalen Duren. It was a signed Jalen Duren. So that's the thing. If you've got something that you've got assigned, if you got a signed Jalen Duren and you want to put it in your son's bedroom and you want to have it beautifully framed, the frame corner would be the place to go. 5035 Park Avenue. They have been at it for 50 years. Custom framing for 50 years. It is the frame corner. Framecornermemphis.com. John Martin, when we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today would be a great day to get to Oak Hall. Tomorrow, great day to get to Oak Hall. The next day, that would also be a great day to get to Oak Hall, because any day you walk into Oak Hall, I feel better when I just walk into the store, honestly. It's like when I'm Christmas shopping and I need like to feel better about shopping. I go to a place where the clothes are beautiful, the people are helpful. It feels like shopping used to feel. And that's how it is at Oak Hall. Right now, wearing my new Peter Millar shorts. Claire requested them, I'll be honest. She didn't much like my other ones. And so I got two pair of new Peter Millar shorts. I got my Brack slacks because I got ink on the other one. Listen, whatever it is to spruce up your wardrobe for spring or summer, head to Oak Hall. The other thing that, because they're skilled at what they do, Paul suggested to me, look at this sort of, it was a long sleeve, but light performance material. It's got a little hoodie, sort of the end of afternoon on a Saturday before you have the s'mores, Jeffrey, later that night. And And I was like, do I really need it? I wear it all the time now. I just wear it all the time now. You get a great piece of clothing, it makes you feel better about life. So get yourself to Oak Hall sometime this week to spruce up your spring and summer wardrobe. Joined now by John Martin. John Martin every single day from 11 to 2. He also writes for the Daily Memphian, and I was doing my radio show yesterday when there across the transom came a story from John saying Curtis Givens III had committed. You had quotes and everything, John. You were working hard early in the morning yesterday and then doubled down by having the young man on the radio show. Congratulations to you for still hustling after all of these years. What role will he play on the Memphis Tiger basketball team next year?
Well, I want to address a couple things, and I will get to your question.
Oh, fine. Hey, listen, it's your segment. I'll just turn it over to you. You're learning from Fishman You're learning from Fishman. He doesn't care what I ask him. He just comes in and starts talking about whatever he wants to talk about.
I'm going to answer your question. Okay. Because I'm excited to answer your question.
Okay, go ahead.
But you get to me late. Then you drop a live on my head. You know, I mean,
I like talking to you, but I prefer talking about Oak Hall.
It's fine. I understand that. They do outfit you. So when it comes to Memphis kids that go to Memphis, I'm on that. Like, just understand that. Like, that's where I'm at my absolute
sweet spot.
Best.
This is your sweet. It's like Zach Kleiman drafting in the second round, you know?
100%. 100%. So, you know, where I'm not going to be as good is, you know, in the way the college basketball has gone in 2025, you know, you get players from all around the world now, right? You get players from, UT Rio Grande Valley. You get players from, you know, Ohio. I'm not going to have any tentacles in those places as much as I'd love to. But you're talking about a kid from Memphis going to Memphis? I'm on that.
It's your sweet spot.
I'm on that.
Yeah.
So, Parr texted me yesterday. He was like, he goes, because Parr's on vacation. And he's like, whoa, story with quotes, goat. He sent me the goat emoji. I said, Parth, you weren't here when this was what I
did. It's just doing the job, man.
You know?
Yeah.
But if it's a Memphis kid going to Memphis, understand it, that JM is on top of that. Now, with that being said, multimedia mogul, obviously, you know, with the pen, with the microphone, you know, that everybody knows that.
Yep.
But in terms of Curtis himself, and, you know, I think your question was how he fits in. I think Curtis Givens III is really what Memphis needed desperately on that roster next year and beyond. I'm actually pretty optimistic about him for next season because I just think he's the second highest rated player on your team coming out of high school behind Aaron Bradshaw. You know, Aaron Bradshaw was a top five, top 10 guy coming out of high school. This was 39th in the country. So I just think it's an infusion of talent that you desperately needed.
Is he not, in fact, it's interesting you put it that way. Leave Dane Danger to the side, okay? Hopefully they're going to get Dane Danger eligible. But is he not, because of his talent and his possibility to be a longer-term piece, would you say that he is the most important or impactful pickup of this entire offseason for Penny Hardaway?
I think there's a good case to be made for that. I do, yes. Because I could see him taking a huge step. I mean, he was one of two freshmen last year in the SEC that played point guard. I mean, you know, so he kind of has a distinction there in and of itself just by being that. And his numbers weren't great, obviously, but the team wasn't great. And his teammates, you know, the roster that he was on wasn't great. So, you know, freshmen don't play in college basketball anymore. They certainly don't play in the SEC. And then you throw in the fact that LSU wasn't very good. You know, they're never going to jump off. But his best games came against the best teams in the SEC. And as the season went on, his minutes went up. And I think that's important, right? Like, that just shows you that the coaching staff down there did trust him and did want a bigger role for him. So, yes, I think because of his experience that you're going to benefit from it, right? I mean, Jason made the point on our show yesterday, like, if Curtis, in fact, does come to Memphis out of high school, like many people believed he would, you know, it may or may not have gone well for him as a freshman. He may or may not have played. Right. I mean, we've seen freshmen come through here at Memphis, and it doesn't really go well for them under Penny. Like, he would have had to fight to be ahead of P.J. Haggerty and Tyrese Hunter and C.J. Colby Rogers. So, you know, maybe he comes here as a freshman, and he leaves because he doesn't fit the situation. Well, now, flipped it. Now he went somewhere else.
He got SEC experience. He's coming in, I think, more ready, you know, to contribute. And I think he will. I think he's going to be right there in the mix for the two-guard spot. You know, it'll be him, Sincere Parker, you know, all the other guards that Memphis has battling it out. But I think he's going to be right there at the front of it. And, yeah, if it goes well, obviously, you'll have him for multiple seasons.
Gabe asked me, does the makeup of this roster suggest a level of confidence in the Dane Danger situation playing out the right way? Because how else could you possibly explain a roster with one big and 25 million guards? Do you believe it's is the makeup of the roster itself a reason that Memphis fans should feel pretty good about Dane Danger?
I don't know if I think I don't know if I would say that these things are related. I think Penny is just kind of assembling a guard with a roster with a bunch of guards. I don't think it's like, oh,
I mean, you can't. This is unsustainable. One big.
Well, they're going to get another big. They're going to get this kid from Maryland.
Yeah.
Gapare. You know, is he a real big? No, but it is what it is. And I think they kind of see Ashton as a stretch four, you know, in a positionless offense. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I do I think Penny is hopeful about Dane Danger? I mean, yeah, Penny is hopeful about anything. I mean, you know, you pull Penny to the side and you ask him about the Russia-Ukraine war. He'll say, yeah, it'll end any day now. You know?
Yeah, I really think Ukraine, I like their chances. We did see, by the way, in the world of college basketball, Zakai Ziegler has sued the NCAA for a fifth year at Tennessee. And it is an interesting argument. It's, okay, I played all 4 years and I used up my eligibility. But in a world where people get 5 years to play four, I shouldn't be deprived of that fifth year just because I didn't redshirt. I should be able to play a fifth year. It should be the whole idea that you can only play 4 years is poppycock. If it's a five-year window, it should be 5 years that I can play. Just because I didn't take a redshirt, give me my fifth year. It seems like a bold argument, like you generally have been able to play 4 years of college basketball, and he's not arguing that he didn't. He's just head-on tackling that rule and asking for an injunction, which is the same thing that Dane Danger is going to be asking for on a different rationale. Have you had any sense from the world of college basketball lawyers out there whether this is going to be a fruitful line of a legal argument for Zakai Ziegler?
In the group chat that I'm in with all the college basketball guys, they were all just kind of exasperated by it. You know, they said, you need to get on LinkedIn, buddy. It's time. But that's obviously separate of, you know.
It's just another lawsuit. It's just another.
I mean, I hate that, like, this. I mean, obviously, you know, what it really says, what it really, really says is that NIL is out of control.
Because he really says that he's got a chance to make an S load of money as one more year in college. And in the real world, he's going to be like anyone else trying to make a buck, you know.
Exactly.
Trying to make 60 grand doing for 50 grand or 40 grand working at wherever. Yeah.
100%. It's like, you know, you're going to have to pry that NIL out of these guys' cold dead hands. And,
He loves class. He loves the UT Knoxville experience.
No,
that's what he likes. It's the hill.
He loves
cash. It's life on the hill, man.
Which, I don't. And Dane Danger, the same thing. Like, it's the 100%. Same thing. Like, these guys are getting out. These guys are almost. And this is so backwards. But these guys are going to make more money in college do for the rest of their profession, for the rest of their lives.
Hell, like, for the rest of it. It's very possible. How long would it take me to make $4 million? I don't know if Zakai Ziegler can get $4 million. That's what he's actually in the lawsuit. That's what he said. So how long does it take the average person to make $4 million?
$4 million
Jeffrey, do the math. If you're making $50,000 a year, how many years is that?
Jeff, so that would be, it would take you 2 years to get to $100,000. So that would take you 20 years to get to $1 million. 80 years?
80 years. 80 years to make what he would make next year if he's making your basic $50,000 a year salary.
That's crazy. I mean, so
look, he'd make more than that because he could go to, you know, Europe or whatever. But the point is like, these guys know that this is for the overwhelming majority.
He wouldn't make that much more than that. He's an itty bitty point guard, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It depends on where he goes.
Is he making 125? I don't know. Maybe
he can make a look. And here's the other thing too. Like, he, you know, those overseas places. Though, he won't make 400, but those overseas places pay for your room and board. They pay for your food. They pay for a lot of stuff. So, you know, even if he made 125, like that,
that's real money. Yep.
Yeah. So
better than radio money. I'll say that.
These guys just don't want to let go, and I mean, I don't blame them. So we'll see. I mean, obviously, I know Memphis and Dame will be watching extremely closely because this is in the state of Tennessee. You know, the guy in South Carolina, the College of Charleston big man, he did not get the preliminary injunction last week. So I think that, you know, it's not going to be a uniform precedent. So I think they're hoping that in Tennessee, which does seem more sympathetic, it seems like, to the college athletes, right, based on some of the legislation, that they get what they're looking for.
The other angle, by the way, back to the Curtis Givens, the third thing real quick, is that there's this sense of, oh, this is back like the old days. This is a Memphis kid. We see that with another one. This is two now, Memphis kids playing for Memphis. With all due respect, while I do acknowledge the connection and it's not insignificant, right? This is, in the end, Curtis Givens III picked another place. He didn't go to, in the end, he picked another place for high school. Like, he didn't, this is not like, I grew up wanting to be a Tiger forever and that's all I wanted to be and I've been, like, this is just, it's not that. The world doesn't really provide for that. I'm not criticizing anybody, but if you want to romanticize this, I think it's a little bit of a stretch. The guy literally picked a prep school for 2 years that wasn't in Memphis and picked a school that wasn't in Memphis. And now he ended up, and it's great. I'm glad he's in Memphis. And I think he can write a story in Memphis that's really important and impactful. But the old days are gone, John. The old days of elite players like Curtis Givens III going to high school here throughout their career and then becoming Tigers because they always dreamed of being Tigers. We do agree those days are gone, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is the best you can sort of hope for. You know, just that, you know, you let a Memphis kid go, he comes back to you. He was always yours, you know.
Well, and better, honestly. Their skills have been refined. Yeah, no, they're more mature as players. I mean, certainly, like, in Thetford,
this dude got a chance to play with Cooper Flagg at Montverde. He got a chance to win a real national championship with the number one pick in the draft. Like, any kid on that level would do that. You know, Cello Jackson, you know, the 2026 kid, got a chance to go down to one of the Miami prep schools with a bunch of other, you know, I mean, this is the way it's going. You're right. Like, the whole storybook of, you know, I'm going to come up in Memphis my whole life. I'm going to graduate from East, or I'm going to graduate from Treadwell or whatever. I'm going to go to, that ain't happening anymore. Right. Like, if the reality is that if you do stay at, and this is, again, it's backwards, but if you stay at the same high school in Memphis for your entire career, you're probably not good enough to play in Memphis. Like, it's kind of backwards in that way. But I'm not going crazy with it. Like, oh my gosh, like, Memphis, this is a new wave. Like, you know they didn't write that, but I do think that it's still important to get the Memphis natives back on this team because it's been missing, man. It's been missing over the last few years.
Good work there, John. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Gracias, man.
See ya.
Appreciate you. Have
John
a great
Martin.
Day. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Jason and John, 11 to 2 every single day. Don't miss them. I'm a regular listener myself. Chris Harrington coming up next. Then Sam Hardiman. We have news that the Justice Department not only dropped any investigation into the Memphis Police Department, they retracted the former findings about the police department that were released. Let's be honest. It was a bit of a hurried report because the Biden administration pretty much knew what was going to happen here. I think everyone did. It's why Memphis didn't enter a consent agreement with the Justice Department to begin with, is because they knew that when the new administration came, there would be different priorities. And so not only have they dropped any investigation into the Memphis Police Department, this is according to Sam Hardiman over at the Daily Memphian, they have retracted their previous findings of constitutional violations committed by the Memphis Police Department. We'll talk to Sam about that and more in the second hour. We got Chris Harrington coming up next. Before then, I will tell you, if you are selling your house, Josh Hysaw is the person to call, and the team at Keller Williams Realty, 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147, or joshhasthebuyers.com. That's because Josh has the buyers. Not only does he have the buyers, he had a way to connect with the buyers who are out there. And this is a perfect time to be selling your home. You don't have to take my word for it, by the way, about contacting Josh. If you pop over to Google, you will see that he has more than...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.